Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the body count continues to rise in the tragic Hajj incident where at least 769 people were crushed or suffocated to death, and as many as 2,000 may have lost their lives in Saudi Arabia. The leader of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has demanded that the Saudis apologize and stop trying to pass the buck. Iran is also demanding an independent investigation into the tragedy, and those held responsible will be tried and brought to justice. How likely is this to happen to a country which seems to have impunity in the international community?
Days after the second tragic incident during this year's Hajj pilgrimage, all eyes are on Saudi Arabia for responsible reactions to its heedless handling of the rituals. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called on Riyadh to stop dodging responsibility and apologize for the deadliest stampede.
مسئولیت این حادثه سنگین و این فاجعه بزرگ بر دوش حکام عربستان. باید مسئولیتشون رو قبول کنن نسبت به این قضیه. اینی که فرافکنی کنن و هی اینو متهم کنن و هی از خودشون هی تعریف کنن، این کارهایی نیست که به جایی برسه. این فعالیت‌های عقیمی است.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Muslims were stricken with grief after the appalling incident in Mina on Thursday, which turned the Islamic festivity to a day of mourning. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the Muslim world will not forget the tragedy and will seriously follow up on the issue. Iranian lawmakers have also called on the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to send a multinational fact-finding mission to Saudi Arabia to probe the deadly incident. The Iranian MPs also called on the country's judiciary to sue Saudi Arabia and take the case to international tribunals. During this year's Hajj pilgrimage, a crane collapsed at the Grand Mosque of Mecca, killing over 100 people and leaving 400 others injured. Saudi authorities blamed the incident on strong winds and a storm. The incident was followed by the deadliest stampede on the Muslim Eid of Al-Adha. But the two tragedies that have struck this year were not the first of their kind in the history of Hajj. The Muslim congregation has been marred by several catastrophes in the past decades. More than 15 deadly incidents have been recorded since 1975. In one of the deadliest incidents in 1990, a stampede inside a pedestrian tunnel leading out of Mecca towards Mina led to the death of more than 1,400 pilgrims, many of them of Malaysian, Indonesian and Pakistani origins. The Saudi Hajj authorities' mishandling of the rituals does not stop at this point. The accounts of this year's stampede survivors bear witness to the disorganized way the Saudis attended to the casualties. They say the aid came in at last, but that was too little too late.
Devastated forces and aid workers close to the scene of the stampede, but they didn't even lift their fingers to help.
It was quite obvious that there was mismanagement on the part of Hajj organizers. It is not logical to let people walk in opposite directions in the same corridor.
This year's Hajj finally came to an end, but the recurrence of tragic incidents bear witness to Riyadh's disrespect for Islamic principles and Muslims, a stance that's increasingly revealed in Saudi Arabia's indirect sectarian policies in the region, and most recently in its direct military campaign against its Muslim neighbor, Yemen.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Madison, Wisconsin, editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, and out of Beirut, political analyst, Mr. Jihad Mourakadeh. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's get started in Beirut with Mr. Mourakadeh. Why do you think that it appears for Saudi officials that pointing the blame at pilgrims seems to have been more important than being empathetic and professing sorrow and regret for this tragedy that has taken place under their watch?
Excuse me. You are right. Apologies are in order. However, for the organization. However, they have nominated an investigation commission the investigation commission will determine responsibility, and if responsibilities are directed against somebody, then chances are you will have the right apologies. But right now, all we know is that there has been problem. This problem, the reasons of the problems have not been determined yet. So rushing to apologies are, you know, it's an act of God at the end of the day, unless somebody did a mistake somewhere, and this investigation will determine.
What about that, Mr. Barrett? Can an entity which considers itself royal and better than others be able to hold itself responsible for this tragedy?
Well, of course not. We need an international investigation that is guaranteed to be impartial. And unfortunately, that's not likely to happen because the monarchy in Saudi Arabia is completely out of control, and they're not capable of allowing any such real investigation. So we may never know what really happened at this stampede. It does seem that there are multiple indications from a variety of witnesses reported in a variety of media that the culprit may have been Prince Mohammed bin Sultan, whose motorcade, a massive motorcade, typical of the Saudi princes who show up with, you know, hundreds of followers and dozens of Rolls Royces and just go anywhere they want, regardless of the circumstances, may have plowed right into this route, causing the security people to block the route, which created the tragedy, as the folks behind in the crowd didn't know what was happening up in front, and so they just kept going forward, and the people in front were blocked off by the security people for this motorcade. That's been reported in a number of media from Lebanon. It's been reported by eyewitnesses from Nigeria. And there are suggestions in The Guardian in the UK that this may be the case.
Well, let's look at
indeed,
that. If that is the case,
Saudi
Mr. Barrett,
prince caused
If that is the case, Mr. Barrett, can we expect King Salman to hold his own son responsible?
Well, the Saudis have never exercised power in a responsible manner, and I don't think they're going to start anytime soon. Certainly, they will not. If this is in fact the case, they will do everything possible to cover it up. There are reports that there is a media blackout on this issue already in Saudi Arabia. This is why we need an international investigation. And moreover, we need an international commission to look at how to change the system of managing the Hajj to create a safe Hajj and to really think about who's responsible for the holy places and for this ritual.
Okay.
This is a Muslim event. This is not a Saudi event.
All right, stay with me, sir. Mr. Morakad, there seems to have been a lack of organization to have caused this tragedy. And even now, the Saudis are still showing how inept they still are. 3 days since the tragedy, there are still several hundreds of people missing and no word where they are. Why is this the case in your perspective? Is it just incompetency or is it something else?
First of all, I would like to respond to the motorcade issue. I have heard about the motorcade issue, and I have seen on numerous websites the opposite story to what people are thinking. I've heard that VIP motorcades do not take the same route as the normal pilgrims. So the story about the motorcade is just a internet story, a website story. So you have on both sides of the issue, you have different opinions. Now, your question was why the investigation is taking so much time?
Not just investigation, sir. We still have hundreds and hundreds of people that are missing. No one knows where they are. I'm asking about this aspect, even before investigating the reason behind it. The survivors, perhaps they are survivors,
You are totally correct in the sense that things take time to find the people to identify the people. You may have corpses in all sorts of these tragedies that you have seen in the United States and all over the world. You cannot identify the people immediately and do the counting. So the matter of the time issue is not particularly relevant at this time, in my opinion.
I'm sure it's quite relevant for their relatives, of those people who are on edge right now and wondering if their relatives are dead,
yes,
or alive.
Yes, but take an aircraft investigation, take a plane crash, take anything.
Well, a plane crash, sir, is quite different from actually being right there on the ground. But we're going to cross over to our Facebook page. Let's take a look at what our viewers have had to say about this subject.
They're the most arrogant nation. Saudis are bombing Yemen, ignoring the needs of the Palestinian people, and causing war in Syria. If you can manage 2 to 3 million people, then you should hand over the Hajj management to those who managed more than 30 million people last year in Karbala, Iraq, and stop the blame game. Saudi Arabia received and managed Hajj for more than 2 million people from different countries with different languages and cultures. I think it's not easy at all. So many precious lives of the Iranians were lost in the Hajj incident, and over 300 are still missing. So they have every right to ask for an apology from Saudi Arabia. Saudis owe a big apology anyways. Oh, Saudis, why don't you get that you don't deserve to manage the Hajj rituals and can't manage it? You people are earning money from Hajj rituals and spending it on bombing innocent Yemenis and pouring funds to ISIS. Why don't you help the Palestinians? It's time for the Saudi authorities to repent, stop killing innocent people, and stop involving themselves in unnecessary wars that lead to the killing of Muslims. Shame on them. Where's the UN? Where's Amnesty International? Where's the International Criminal Court? Where is the international community?
Well, we had some interesting comments there. Mr. Barrett, can Saudi Arabia, while simultaneously bombarding fellow Muslims in the holy month of Zilhajj, even qualify to be the host of one of the largest gatherings for Muslims and be the so-called custodian of the holy sites to begin with?
I don't think so. I think Saudi Arabia's leadership has forfeited their right to be custodian of the holy places and of the Hajj. It seems to me that the record is very clear. There have been so many of these tragedies. It's been pretty much an ongoing thing. Many, many hundreds of people lost their lives in 2006, and there were even worse tragedies before that. It keeps happening. And this isn't the only example of Saudi mismanagement of the holy places. They are notorious for having bulldozed and destroyed essentially all of historic Mecca, and they're trying to turn Mecca into Houston, or maybe it's Disneyland. Ziauddin Sardar has written heartfelt reports about this. This Saudi Arabia also, its leadership is anything but a good example for Muslims to follow. Their notorious lifestyle, jet-setting around from casino to casino, visiting extremely expensive brothels. Bandar here in the United States is a notorious friend of the Bush family, America's most dissolute and corrupt family. These people are not exerting any kind of real leadership in the Muslim community. There are more than 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, and we need to find a way to have an Islamic organization manage these holy sites. The kind of disasters that we're seeing, not just this human disaster, but the disaster of the destruction of the heritage of Mecca and Medina by the Saudis, who have a bizarre sectarian brand of Islam that's not considered normal among the vast majority of Muslims worldwide, who believe that you must bulldoze historic sites so that people won't worship them. This is completely insane. This is a ridiculous thing, and they've actually put up a public toilet in the house of the Prophet's beloved wife, Khadija. This is not acceptable. The Saudi management of the holy places has gone completely off the rails. It's time for the Organization of Islamic Countries to get together and talk about how to set up a commission to transfer the custodianship of the holy places and the Hajj to a consensus of Muslim countries with real experts. There's so much expertise around the Muslim world. There's not a whole lot in Saudi Arabia. This is a no-brainer, and it's time to make a change.
Okay, Mr. Markaida, you were smiling during Mr. Barrett's comments. Would you like to comment on what he had to say?
Of course. I mean, I did not see the behavior of Saudi royal princes, how it is related to the incidents in Saudi Arabia. But of course, you know, when you are talking about Saudi bashing, it is easy. You know, just go on, and then, you know, we can have American bashing, Iranian bashing, Iraqi bashing, Syrian bashing. It's very easy to. We are talking about the serious incident that happened here. The point of the serious incident is to find out why it happened and make sure it does not happen again. The point of the incident, as you said, is to find out who the victims are, to inform the relatives, and so on and so forth. Going on a tangent about bombing Yemen and the behavior of Saudi princes,
a larger problem, sir.
And so on. Now, in terms of... Sorry? The larger problem? Well, if you want to go to the larger problem, I can go to the larger problem. I can say that Saudi Arabia is right in everything that they are doing. This is my opinion about the larger problem. So let's get back to the issue. As far as I'm concerned, we have a very serious issue here. There have been so many. You forgot that quite a few years ago, there were terrorist attacks during the pilgrimage in Mecca. You forget that Saudi Arabia is continuously under attack from various terrorist organizations, including what you think are their allies, which are Al-Qaeda.
So
Al-Qaeda
you said to stay
Saudi
on
Arabia
track.
They
so,
had to bring in French mercenaries because
go
they
ahead,
couldn't stop, they couldn't handle the situation. Right, yeah, he mentioned the terrorist attack during the Hajj. The Saudi authorities were incredibly inept in their handling of that incident. They ended up bringing in French mercenaries, professional killers, who basically just
Absolutely.
Murdered all the people who were underground
yes.
By flooding them. This is one of the most disgraceful episodes in all of the history of Islam, and for him to bring that up in defense of Saudi Arabia is mind-boggling.
Well, how many times have you been a victim? I live in Lebanon. The Iranian embassy right behind me was the subject of a terrorist attack. And that was a year ago, not 20 years ago. So please, don't get into the mishandling of the
okay,
security
let's stay
situation.
On track, please,
it
both of you. Mr. Barrett, let me turn to Mr. Barrett, getting back on track. Mr. Barrett, Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest violator of human rights in the world, has been rewarded for its lack of respect for law by becoming the head of the UN Human Rights Committee. When being rewarded like that for committing all the illegal acts that it does, both inside and outside of the country, can we really expect anything to happen to the Saudi regime if they're found being responsible for killing hundreds, if not thousands, of Muslims during this Hajj?
Well, they seem to have a kind of a get-out-of-jail-free card with complete impunity because of the role that they play in the international system. And that role is really very simple. Ever since the king made a deal with Franklin Roosevelt at the end of World War II, the Saudi regime has cut a deal with the West and the big banksters that own the West. And the deal is that the Saudis will allow the West, through its American military and American diplomatic and world, you know, world control people, to set oil prices and to control the oil output of Saudi Arabia. In return for that, the Saudi royal family has complete impunity. They can do anything they want. They have billions and billions of dollars skimmed off of these oil profits that they are putting in their Swiss bank accounts and using to live this dissolute lifestyle. And yes, their complete sybaritic dissolute lifestyle is an issue. These people say that they're the custodians of the holy places of Islam, and yet their lifestyle is more un-Islamic than anyone on the planet. This is absolutely ridiculous and unacceptable. And the role they play in the international system is propping up the Rothschild petrodollar. the currency system that the international banksters are using to try to create a new world order that is, in fact, at war with religion. So the Saudi royal family is propping up a war not just on Islam, but on religion. And they're going along with the most blatant anti-Islam provocations all over the world. They participate. They were participants in the September 11th inside job here in the United States, okay. which has launched a war on Islam.
And for the most part,
they've kept their mouth shut about it.
Excuse me.
The Saudi regime is a disgrace to Islam, and we need a gene change in Riyadh.
Let me let Mr. Morcotti respond. Mr. Morcotti, you have about 30 seconds.
Excuse me. I think everything that you are saying is incorrect. You are linking everything with everything. You're linking the international financial system with Saudi Arabia, with everything, with oil prices and so on. I think you, sir, are not particularly informed about the international economic system, about the international financial system. It is my job. You are mixing everything with everything just in order to say it's Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and the lifestyle has nothing to do, and nobody is interrogating you about your lifestyle and those that you are support and their lifestyle.
Okay.
So can you please take the lifestyle out of the equation?
All right, and we're
asking you 30 seconds, Mr. Barrett.
The facts are, we have a problem here. We have a problem here, and we have to look into the issue.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Barrett, 30 seconds only.
Okay, well, I'm not quite sure how to respond to that. Nobody's looking at my lifestyle. I'm not the custodian of the holy places of Islam. And frankly, if people did look at my lifestyle and compared it to the Ibn Saud's, I think that everything I just said about the lifestyle of the Ibn Saud's would be would come through. And I don't think, unfortunately, maybe my lifestyle is not even close to that. But that's not the point. The point is that people who have some kind of Islamic faith and piety are more likely to take responsibility for taking care of people and of events like the Hajj.
These people do not have any sense of responsibility.
They are dissolute, multi-billionaire playboys. And it's not surprising that they botch the Hajj this way.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. Mr. Kevin Baird, editor of Veterans Today out of Madison, Wisconsin, and political analyst Mr. Jihad Morcadi out of Beirut, Lebanon. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us for another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much, and goodbye.